There hadn't been a day since she was 13 when Keeley hadn't loved Boone Sinclair. She watched him from a distance, her green eyes soft and covetous. Her hands would shake when she happened on him unexpectedly. They were shaking now. He was standing at the counter, signing in. He had an appointment for his dog's routine shots. He made one every year. He loved the old tan and black German shepherd whose name was Bailey. People said it was the only thing on earth that he did love. Maybe he was fond of his siblings, but it didn't show. His affection for Bailey did. One of the other vet techs came out with a pad and called in Bailey with a grin at Boone. It wasn't returned. He led the old dog into one of the examination rooms. He walked right past Keeley. He never looked at her. He didn't speak to her. As far as he was concerned, she was invisible. She sighed as the door closed behind him and his dog. It was that way any place in town that he saw her. In fact, it was like that at his huge ranch near Comanche Wells, west of Jacobsville, Texas. He never told Winnie that she couldn't have Keeley over for lunch or an occasional horseback ride, but he ignored her, just the same. "It's funny, you know," Winnie had remarked one day when they were out riding. "I mean, Boone never makes any comment about you, but he does make a point of pretending he doesn't see you. I wonder why." She looked at Keeley then, with her dark eyes mischievous in their frame of blonde hair. "You wouldn't know, I guess." Keeley only smiled. "I haven't got a clue," she said. It was the truth. "It's only you, too," her friend continued thoughtfully. "He's very polite to our brother Clark's occasional date, even to that waitress that Clark brought home one night for dinner, and you know what a snob Boone can be. But he pretends you don't exist." "I may remind him of somebody he doesn't like," Keeley replied. "There was that girl he was engaged to," Winnie said out of the blue. Keeley's heart jumped. "Yes, I remember when he was engaged," she replied. It had been when she was 14, almost 15 years old, just before he came back from overseas. Keeley's young heart had been broken. "It was just before you came back here to live with your mom," Winnie continued as if she'd read Keeley's mind. "In fact, it was just about the time she started drinking so much more." She hesitated. Keeley's mother was an alcoholic, and it was a sensitive subject to her friend. "Anyway, Boone was mustering out of the army at the time. His fiancée rushed to Germany, where he'd been taken when he was airlifted out of combat, wounded, and then, poof. She was gone. Boone came home, and he never mentioned her name again. None of us could find out what happened." "Somebody said she was European royalty," Keeley ventured shyly. "She was distantly related to some man who was knighted in England," came the sarcastic reply. "Anyway, she ran out on Boone, and he was bitter for a long time. So 3 weeks ago, the phone rings, and he gets a call from her. She's been living with her father, who owns a private detective agency in San Antonio. She told Boone she'd made a terrible mistake and wanted to make up." Keeley's heart fell. A rival who had a history with Boone. It made her miserable just to think about it, despite the fact that she would never get close enough to Boone to give the other woman any competition. "Boone doesn't forgive people," she said, thinking aloud. "That's right," Winnie replied, smiling. "But he's mellowed a bit. He takes her out on dates occasionally now. In fact, they're going to a Desperado concert next week." Keeley frowned. "He likes hard rock?" she asked, surprised. He looked so staid and dignified that she couldn't picture him at a rock concert. She said so. Winnie laughed. "I can," she said. "He's not the conservative, quiet man he seems to be, especially when he loses his temper or gets in an argument." "Boone doesn't argue," Keeley mused aloud. He didn't. If he was angry enough, he punched. Never women, of course, but his men knew not to push him, especially if he was broody. One horse handler had found out the hard way that nobody made jokes at the boss's expense. Boone had been kicked by a horse, which the handler thought was hilarious. Boone roped the man, tied him to a post, and anointed him with a bucket of recycled hay,